This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 482,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 121,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections exceeds 9.4 million globally and nearly 2.4 million in the U.S. Brazil figures continue to surge with nearly 54,000 deaths and approximately half the number of infections as the U.S. A coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the U.S. and sending infections to dire new levels in the South and West. Hospital administrators and health experts warned Wednesday that politicians and the public, tired of being cooped up, are letting a disaster unfold. With 34,700 COVID-19 cases reported Tuesday, the U.S. is back near its late April peak of 36,400. New cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots like New York and New Jersey, but several other states have set single-day case records this week. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records. Coronavirus infections are climbing rapidly among young Americans in a number of states where bars, stores, and restaurants have reopened. It's a disturbing generational shift that puts young people in greater peril than many realize and poses an even bigger danger to the older people who cross their paths. National figures show that almost as soon as states began reopening, people 18 to 49 years old quickly became the age bracket most likely to be diagnosed with new cases. And although every age group saw an increase in cases during the first week in June, the number shot up fastest in the younger age group.